You're listening to the Be Well, Be Wild podcast. I'm Jenny Wolf, and with over 13 years of coaching experience, I know a thing or two about transforming the way you live, love, and lead. If you're looking to wildly upgrade your life, relationships, productivity, mental, physical, spiritual well-being, then you're in the right place. My goal on this podcast is to show you how to authentically leverage greater well-being, connection, and leadership to create true joy and lasting success at home and work. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, skills, and mindset shifts required to say bye to the status quo life and hello to being well and wildly successful. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is really about why you might be feeling stuck in your life, at work, in your relationship. If you've ever said, I just feel stuck, I feel stagnant, I feel like I'm going through the same mold, we're going to discuss why that might be and hopefully give you an alternate perspective that will support you to stop feeling stuck and to actually start to move forward and make some changes in your work or in your life. And so what this really comes down to is what you have been telling yourself and what you're causing to happen by what you're telling yourself. And so if you've ever said things to yourself like, I need more clarity, or I need more certainty, or maybe you have been fearful of doing something or making a change so that you would feel unstuck, but you're fearful what other people would think and you feel like you need to get them on board. Or maybe you have said something like, I need to have more information. I need to have another conversation. I need to find out XYZ. Then this episode is going to be really useful for you. I've had this conversation with a lot of people recently, and I feel like most of us are thinking these things whenever we're looking at growing or making a change in our work or our life. And so something that I want us to look at is decisions and declarations and how this is really how we get unstuck, where a lot of people might, and I may have even said this before, a lot of people might even say, well, it's actually to not be stuck anymore, we have to get in motion. We have to be in action. And the problem is that is usually going to be because of a decision that you made versus thinking like, I just want to take action randomly. Most people are in a place where they want to have a plan, right? You want to know what you're doing. You want to have some confidence in your action and feel like it's actually aligned. We want to have some thought, insight, some mindfulness around our action. And that comes down to our decisions. And so I have said before that action leads to clarity, that we get clarity through taking action. And while that is very true, that's supportive, what precedes that is the decisions that we make and the decision that will lead to the action. And this is usually where people are stuck, is making the decision. And it's because of how we perceive decisions and how we think that it needs what it needs to look like. So, for example, when you think of a decision, I want you to think of what are some of the perceived limitations to you making a decision? And then what are the opportunities around making a decision? And most people, after having several conversations around this, most people relate to decisions as being final, as being, this is the last thing that I get to decide. And when we put that pressure on ourselves and we think that it's final, then we're less likely to make the decision and take the action. And I'm going to give you another way of thinking of it in just a moment. But when I look up the definition of decision, the first thing that comes up is to make a final choice or judgment about something, to decide what to do. And it says the word final in there. And that is usually how we're relating to decisions. If you look at the next definition, it says to select a course of action. And that's really where I want you to start to look if you're stuck, is that instead of thinking that this is the final choice, find the decision that will allow you to pursue a course of action. And I'm going to give you some examples here in just a moment. But the basis of this is that we want to find the decision that's going to give you some expansiveness. It's going to give you some choice. And the thing that is going to allow you to then decide again and again and again. And for example, I want you to imagine that if you and I went shopping and you were looking for a dress and we went into a store and you were looking at a couple options and you were like, well, I don't like that dress. 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 I don't know if that'll look good on me. I don't know if that'll work. I don't know if that'll be comfortable. I don't know if that'll work with the other shoes and jewelry and purse that I have at home. When we say, I don't know, we're in indecision. But instead, what would be more empowering is to be like, you know what? I'm going to try that on. I'm not sure if it'll work, but it might. Let me see what it looks like. So you try on the dress. That is the initial decision, but you take an action. And then once you try on the dress, you get better clarity around whether or not that this is a dress that you would like to purchase. And that's essentially what we're looking for, is we're looking for the decision that is going to bridge us to perhaps what will be the final decision. So it's like, for now, I'm going to choose these few things, or I'm going to try on this thing, or I'm going to do this for this a certain amount of time, or I'm going to try on this exercise, this workout routine, this fill in the blank with whatever it is. I'm going to try this for a little bit. And that is an empowering place to be because it gets us in motion and it leads us to better clarity. What I have noticed is that we often are looking for that level of clarity that is often we are collapsing with this idea of certainty versus simply just making a decision from what you do know right now. You actually don't need certainty in order to make a decision, just like the decisions are not final. And so be mindful of if you're looking for clarity or if you're looking for certainty, and start to distinguish the difference and start to notice like, okay, yes, I would love, because we would all love to be certain in our decisions. But in the reality of things is that we're not usually certain until we've taken a few stabs at it, until you have tried it on a few times. Like if you have tried on a bunch of dresses and you know, hey, these ones look good on me, these ones don't. I like these colors, I don't like these. Then you are making that decision from experience and you have more certainty. But guess what? That experience came from you making decisions. And so if we're feeling stuck, start to be aware of the decisions that you are making and that you can make. At the end of the day, when you make a decision, whether you want to view it as right or wrong, it is better to make a decision than to not make any decision at all. When we don't make any decision at all, it leads to disempowerment because then we feel stuck and we haven't developed any clarity. When you make a decision, whether we want to say right or wrong, good or bad, black or white, whatever it is, that is empowering. And so we can become more skilled at finding out what is that bridge decision that will get you into better clarity so that you can start to take action and start to see, okay, this is the course of action that I'm taking. I like these things. I don't like these things. This is working. This is not working. And then I can be even more informed in my decisions. So starting to look at, instead of what you don't know, maybe you say, I don't know what to do here, or I don't know what's next, or I don't know what I want, or I don't know XYZ, then start to look at what you do know. So if you don't know something, or if you do not want something, then that can often lead you to what you do want. This is what I mean. So if you're saying to yourself, I really don't want to be working 9 to 5, 5 days a week, but I don't know really what I want to be doing next. Well, the I don't know is a bunch of BS, because you just said something that you do know. And we want to look at what we do know and have that inform what our decisions are. So then we can look at, okay, well, what would I like? If I wasn't working 9 to 5, 5 days a week, what would I want? Well, it might be nice to be done by 3. It might be nice to start later in the morning. And then you can try those on. And you can start to look at, like, well, what are my options within that? Within those, what I would call is within those conditions that I think would satisfy me. And let me pursue that. So I want to let you know that this came up because I was talking to a client of mine who was looking at moving, and she had chose at first 10 cities that she wanted to live in, and she wasn't sure which one she wanted to move to. And that was obviously like a lot of cities. So she started visiting different ones. That was her first decision. Let me write down 10 that I would like to live in. I know that I don't want to live in all these other ones. What are 10 different ones that I would like to live in? And then let me start to visit them to see if I like these. Let me try them on, just like we're trying on the dress. Let me see what it would like be like to live here. So she started visiting them. And over the course of a few months, she realized that it was really 3 cities that she had interest in living in. And she was still struggling to decide, which one do I want? I'm not certain of any of them. They all feel like they could work. And so a few months go by and she's not really sure. She starts taking action in other areas, but this was really something that was kind of like hanging over her and she felt stuck. And I said to her, I said, what if you just chose one? Because if you like all of them and they all feel like they might work, what if you just chose one and started to pursue it and started to look at places to live there, jobs that you could have, what your life would be like there? And so she started to pursue that and realized that there was one that she was ready to apply to a job in, and she got the job. And she found a place to live. And guess what? She was like, I realized almost as soon as that all happened that I didn't want to live there, that I actually wanted to live in the other 2 cities. And the thing is that that was great. And to you, you might be like, oh no, that's terrible. And she could have changed her decision. And the thing is that what she realized is that by deciding something, it brought her clarity. And that's the thing, is that sometimes we decide something and it's not what we want. But we get there a lot faster by experiencing that than if we were just to sit on the sidelines and try to plan it all out and guess what's going to happen. And so at the end of the day, just to let you know, she realized, okay, like this is a job that it's actually a temporary position, and this is going to be perfect because I'm going to be able to bring in some money and I'm going to be able to figure out how I'm going to live in the other one of the other 2 cities, and get a job there that's actually more interesting to me. And she's like, I can see how this is actually working out for me. And so relating to the decisions that you're making as a bridge to the final decision, and we get there a lot faster. So many of us are waiting for like 100% certainty when we have like 60% of the information. And if we start to make decisions based on 60% of the information, you're probably going to get there a lot faster than if you wait for that 40% more of the information. So starting to really look at, what do you know? Realizing that the decisions that you're making do not have to be final, but they can be actually expansive ones that are, that give you some options. But at least you're narrowing it down, because it's going to give you a course of action to take. And that's how I want you to think of your decision, is that your decision is to select a course of action for now, and knowing that you get to decide again and again and again. Something else that I want to mention is that a lot of people relate to decisions as having to be announcements to the world, to your people, to the people around you, especially when we live in a world of, you know, social media, where you get a new job, you move town, you are considering doing something, and we see people making announcements. Well, like, that can be really exciting. The thing is that that can also take away from our own experience with making a decision and lead us to being stuck because we're concerned about what other people will think. And so something to keep in mind is that your decisions actually do not have to be shared. Obviously, there might be some people that need to be informed by some of your decisions, but again, it doesn't have to be an announcement or an explanation to people who may not actually understand, especially when you're in a period of you exploring what your next steps are. So, for example, I have a client that is taking a sabbatical from work, and she has decided that she's quitting her job. She doesn't necessarily know what's next, but she knows that she wants to take some time at home with her kids, maybe a few months, maybe a little bit more. She has the ability to be able to do it. She's basically made the conditions so that it satisfies her and her family, but she doesn't necessarily know what's next. And if she were to tell other people that, they'd be like, what? You're crazy. What are you doing? Right? Because they would be like nervous for her. They wouldn't do that. They're like, oh, I would never quit a job, right? We hear that. I would never quit a job without having something else lined up. But what she's decided is that she no longer wants to be in her position. And she also knows that she needs space and time to explore some other things. And those decisions are enough. And so be mindful if you're thinking, my decision's not enough. I need more information. I need more and more and more. It's not enough. That's really when we're looking for that certainty, instead of realizing that we have some clarity already and being okay with that, or at least making a decision from the clarity that we do have and being with the discomfort of it. So being mindful that you're not collapsing clarity with certainty. They're very different. Certainty, I actually looked this up because I was curious. Certainty is fixed, settled. It's inevitable. It's specific. And then when we look at clarity, it's just the quality of being easily understood. So there are things that you already easily understand, easily know. What are those? What is easily extractable for you that you do know? You know you don't want this. So what might that mean that you do want? At the end of the day, decisions do not have to be final or definitive. Instead, they provide you the freedom to act and learn and move into the next decision. So they don't have to be final. They provide you the freedom to act, which is going to allow you to no longer feel stuck. And that is so important, because regardless of what happens when you start to take action, it is propelling you forward. If it works out, I'm going to put that in quotations, if it works out or it doesn't work out. Because we know that we're either succeeding and we made the choice that does feel most aligned for us with what we have now, regardless of whether it's right or wrong, we're making the decisions that feel most aligned for you right now with what you have, with the information that you do have. And then when you take the action, you're going to learn and you're going to be like, that's it. That's not it. That feels aligned. That doesn't feel aligned. This works. This doesn't work. And that's going to allow you to move into the next decision. And that's how we keep on going down this process, especially when we're making big changes and big shifts in our life. Okay, I hope this was helpful for you. And if it was, please leave a review. This is really helpful. So you can leave a review on Apple or Spotify. And I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you took some value from today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the inspiration on Instagram by following along at WellWolf or visiting the website at wellwolf.com. I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, be well, be wild.